This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is, perhaps, an impolitic thing to say, but climate change, in addition to being an obvious planetary existential crisis, is a business opportunity. And businesses have known that for years. The energy industry has been talking about carbon capture for decades, catching CO2 before it gets into the atmosphere and then burying it in old unused mines or oil wells. Well, today, a whole slew of companies, a lot of them in the UK, are trying to go a step further. Instead of hiding it away, they want to turn carbon dioxide into something useful and profitable. From Swindon, 80 or so miles west of London, England, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports on the continuing drive to cash in on carbon.
Some call this modern alchemy, making real the medieval fantasy of turning base metals into gold. In this small factory near Swindon, Peter Hammond is doing something similar. He's using one of the most harmful materials to make one of the most productive.
We use the carbon dioxide, which we turn into a solid, to essentially glue together nutrient packages so that they act as conventional fertilisers for agricultural production.
His company, CCM Technologies, collects the CO2 for free using capture devices placed inside power station chimneys. His fertilizer, he says, is more effective than conventional varieties and can be cheaper.
Pretty useful stuff, this carbon dioxide.
It can be in the right circumstances. It's not always a demon.
While some conventional processes release up to 7 tons of carbon dioxide for every ton of fertilizer produced, his process delays and reduces the amount of the gas going into the atmosphere.
Our fertilizer has essentially a nil carbon balance.
160 miles north of Swindon, in another small industrial facility, another carbon entrepreneur.
The origins of the business were very much looking at how can we take carbon dioxide, carbon emissions, and see them as an opportunity rather than a threat.
Lee Taylor of Econic, a startup spun off from Imperial College London. It's using CO2 to make polymers, what most of us call plastics, used in the manufacture of a vast array of everyday household products.
Housing insulation and things such as the insulation that goes around a refrigerator, mattress material and car seating and soft furnishings within automotive. Things such as, for instance, skateboard wheels can be covered by the materials which we currently manufacture, utilising CO2.
The company collects the gas from power stations and other carbon emitters. Within 5 or 10 years, he says, Econic could be trapping huge amounts of CO2 in the polymers it's making.
We're talking about sequestering somewhere around about 3.5 million tonnes of carbon dioxide each year, which is the equivalent of taking about 2 million cars off the road.
Another British company called Carbon 8 is mixing CO2 with incinerator ash and making blocks for the construction industry. It claims it traps as much of the gas every year as 200,000 trees and makes money in the process. Much better than burying the CO2, says Dr. Mahabedin Barbi of the Carbon Capture Machine, a technology firm based at Aberdeen University in Scotland.
Why would you bury something that can generate revenue and wealth and ultimately industries and employment?
The carbon entrepreneurs are driven mainly by the desire to combat climate change, but profit, says Zimbabwe, is also an important motivation.
We have a technology that can actually convert CO2 into useful high-value products. That's essentially what we do. We convert carbon into money.
It isn't alchemy, he says. It's science, sound engineering, and economics. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.